Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. If there were no Taoiseach Simon Harris, your papers would be much thinner this morning. He's everywhere, being reported on, being criticised. It's his day in the sun, for example, with the Irish Sun featuring him three times. On the front page, the paper says he said yesterday that Fine Gael is delivering for families, but the Sun says this isn't true for families of children with scoliosis. Over the page, he's reported as saying the government might extend the school hot meals programme into the holidays to help poorer families. And then further inside the paper, the Sun reports Simon Harris saying, "We haven't done enough for Gaza." He asks himself every single day what more the government could do at this time of shame. And then there are his disagreements. In the Irish Independent, the Taoiseach is quoted as differing with his government colleague, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly. Stephen Donnelly had said that any decision about a public inquiry into the paedophile surgeon Michael Shine is a matter for the Department of Justice. "No," said Simon Harris, "it's a matter for the whole government." Then in the Irish Daily Star, he's crossing swords with his Green colleagues over the delay in a tax on unused land zoned residential. This is to avoid penalising farmers. Simon says it's simple. "As long as I'm Taoiseach, no active farmer will pay land tax." The Greens reply in the Irish Times that land zoned for housing should be taxed straight away during a housing crisis. Not doing that, they say, is like hiding food in a famine. Still in the Times and back to Gaza, and the paper's main front page story is that Israeli arms manufacturers will be allowed to continue to supply military equipment to the Irish Defence Forces. This is despite the Minister for Defence, Micheál Martin, saying in the context of Israel's invasion of Gaza, he has reservations about the arrangement. Cannabis and murder convictions are covered in the annual report of the Forensic Science Agency, which is mentioned in several papers. The front page of the Irish Examiner tells us the agency says that the cannabis market is now the Wild West of the drugs market. This is because of the dizzying array of synthetic versions of the drug in circulation. The paper also says the Forensic Science Ireland annual report outlines improvements in technology that have led to new convictions, including one for the murder of Nora Sheehan, who was killed in 1981, which is the oldest murder prosecution in Irish history. Two cancer-related stories in the papers today. The Irish Independent reports on a medical study which suggests that mindful breathing can help with pain from cancer. The study found that 20 minutes of mindful breathing could help ease the intensity of cancer-related pain and relieve the associated anxiety. And cancer is shortening the life of former England soccer manager Sven-Goran Eriksson. He's quoted in the Irish Daily Mirror, where he says his pancreatic cancer means he has, at best, a year to live. He says, "I think we're all scared to die, but life is about death as well. You have to learn to accept what is. I had a good life." The other person competing with Simon Harris for coverage in the papers today is Keely O'Grady, the new Rose of Tralee, called Kiwi Keely in the Star. Enda Cullen writes a letter to the Irish Independent saying how enjoyable the Rose of Tralee competition was, but that wasn't always the case. Enda was a schoolteacher and writes, "It used to signal the end of lie-ins and midweek pints." Now retired, Enda watches with a glass of wine and wishes all the best to the teachers heading back to school. And still in the Independent, columnist Sinead Ryan is giving out about distracting TVs and pubs. But she says she's not alone. Now there's a TikTok trend showing people bringing universal remotes into pubs and turning off the TVs.
That's Ronan Kelly. It's-